Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
I'm wondering who's going to make the witness list for a crime that, no one really saw. You have the two girls downstairs who I'm sure will probably be called up and probably thrown through the ringer on the part of the defense in terms of what they're going to talk to them about or challenge them about. But what I do wonder about is his parents. I also wonder about the people that Howard Bloom talked to, or Blum talked to in creating that book, because from if his reporting is accurate, and I have no reason to believe that it's not, he talked to a lot of people who talked to the parents, who knew the parents, Koberger's parents pretty well. And what I got out of it was that the parents kind of felt like maybe it's their son. I know they've made statements saying they are standing by their son. They never said they think he's innocent. They never said they think he's guilty. So I'm not going to put words in their mouth. But, you know, when they're talking to the friends of the parents off the record from what they were telling them, sounds like they kind of feel like, yeah, maybe Brian could have been capable of doing something like this. And powerful that's going to be.
Yeah, and his sister was saying something to the effect as well, I think.
Yeah.
Because, again, what I thought was really good, I went back and I looked at my notes on that book, which was really good. He did something really original I never thought of before. Again, that's why he's a Pulitzer Prize winning, investigative reporter. So, of course, he knows how to do these things.
Sure.
He said he followed up on what the Idaho Police Department did, and that was he looked at the DNA genealogy online, found everyone connected to the Koberger family, and talked to everyone in there.
Yeah.
That's going to do what? It's going to fill out the nooks and cranny of the life arc as observed from other people. That gives a very good, solid picture, I think, of an individual you may or may not be looking at. So I think that was those would be people I think would be great potential.
You don't want to be the person in anyone's world where when they hear this story, someone looks at you and says, yeah, I could see that person doing that. I mean, if there's any inkling of that, that's not a good thing. I don't know anyone in my world right now that I would, if I heard this story, I would go, yeah, I could see them doing that. Like that's a personal friend or something that would be shocking. But it seems there's a lot of people in the world of Koberger that are like,
I was just thinking of nonverbals of this, whenever we're assessing, at least whenever I'm assessing individuals that we just don't know and we could be 50-50 on, because we don't have data points on their actions or evidence of things they might have done, I always look at the people around them and how the people around them view them.
Yeah.
And again, when you look at Delphi, and or even the Gilgo Beach murders, mm-hmm. you know, Rex Heuermann. Yeah. You look at all these individuals, Lori Daybell Vallo, you know, and you look at all the people that are surrounding them. When you have people that are in tears breaking down because they're like, there's no way, there's no, you know, that they're just emotional because there's no way that this loved one could do that. As opposed to in the Koberger case, you get like you just did. Huh. I wonder.
Yeah. Yes. If you're contemplating that the person you know is capable of stabbing four college students and has this real animosity towards women, and you're contemplating, could he have done that? There's some likelihood that person could have done that.
Yeah. So here's an interesting factoid. It's semi-related, but I'll relate it to the area of just crime in general. When I, because again, my career was doing espionage cases, recruiting spies and things like that, which is focused 100% on human behavior and assessing behavior. Every time I had an espionage investigation come up, the first thing I did was I looked at the individual and is this person happy or unhappy? Because happy people do not commit espionage. Happy people do not commit crimes. Not all unhappy people will. But that's my first clue. And then when I start interviewing the people around them, the very first question I always ask someone that has a connection to someone who may be a suspect, I say, do you like them? If I get data points where people like this individual, they like working with this individual, and I got people that are in tears because they don't want this, because they care so deeply about this person, I'm like, no, we're good. Mm-hmm. Because that is a very big clue and indication that the likelihood of a behavior arc going down a dark road, granted, people have secret place, people keep shame hidden and they can do these dark things, but darkness and those behaviors inside someone have leakage in other aspects of life. They're either disagreeable, they're resentful, they're wound collectors. All these negative behaviors have leakage in all these other aspects of life. It makes you pretty unlikable. So even on the side inside the bureau where you have Earl Pitts, Robert Hansen, and you know, and other people that have betrayed our countries. Robert Hansen was on my squad in New York before I got there. No one liked him. He's an ass. Oh, well, not that all asses commit espionage, but of course, then he commits espionage and it fits because he was very unlikable. He's a wound collector, victim, yeah. You know, he saw himself as a victim, so he's gonna seek retribution.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm not just looking at the individual. I'm looking at everyone around them in life because they are the very telltale signs of do we have healthy relationships with people or unhealthy. Because again, unhealthy doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means that let's look a little more.
Yeah.
Because happy people do not commit crimes. And generally happy people, positive people with positive aspect about themselves have healthier relationships.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.